Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, do you get tired sometimes of repenting? Today's gospel of the woman caught in adultery is a beautiful message of Jesus' gentle and non-judgmental mercy. There is a lot going on in this reading, which would take more than a Sunday gospel homily to unpack, but I do want to focus on the words that Jesus says to the adulterous woman when he says, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Now, although Jesus offers his healing arm of mercy, he does not relax his standard of expectation regarding lust and the sins of the flesh. There is a kind of paradox here. Both a call to strive for the heights of purity and holiness, as well as an unrelenting desire on Jesus' part to forgive, heal, and refresh our weary hearts. Jesus, in light of his mercy, still asks us to go and sin no more. You might have had a tough Lent this year, struggling with your Lenten fasts and practices, or you may be struggling with the same sin or vice over and over again. That is part and parcel of the journey of faith, but the challenge still remains. Keep trying, and when you fall or don't live up to the things that you wish to live up to, then the tender of mercy of God is ready to pick you up again and again and again. As Pope Francis has famously said, God never tires of forgiving us. We are the ones who tire of seeking his mercy. I urge you to keep striving and running the race because God is always ready and willing to restore the joy that flows from a humble, contrite heart. Let us pray. O God, by whose wondrous grace we are enriched with every blessing, grant us so to pass from former ways to newness of life, that we may abide ready for the glory of the heavenly kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.